Before the Lord Jesus died, he experienced a trial before Pilate. Here's an incident from that trial. It's found in Mark chapter 15, beginning at verse 6. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do then with the one you call king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. I've got a heading for a short meditation on that passage that we've just read together. And that heading is this: freedom. A few weeks ago, our Prime Minister announced the government's roadmap out of lockdown and on towards the regaining of the type of lives that we had before COVID-19 appeared last year. Some national newspapers described what the government was proposing as a march to freedom. And we all understand why. It's because since just before Easter last year, nothing has been normal. Hospitals and their staff have been under unbearable pressures. Many workers have been furloughed. Many have been self-isolating. Face masks have become normal. Hand sanitizer is everywhere. Social distancing has become our routine. Many businesses have now closed for good. And international plane travel has now dropped to levels that were unimaginable just over 12 months ago. But far worse than all of that, which is all in its own right bad enough, many are suffering from the debilitating effects of what we now call long COVID. And very sadly indeed, many, many others, in fact far too many, have died far too early. In this context, we all desperately are longing for that quality of freedom that consigns all of what I've just cited and much more to the history books. As such, we all now truly understand just how precious and beautiful real freedom actually is. In the Easter account that I read a few moments ago, we heard about how a man called Barabbas, who was a murderer and who was in prison awaiting execution, was given his freedom by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. But in order for Barabbas, the criminal, to become Barabbas, the free man, another man had to die, and that man was the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that the prisoner Barabbas longed for freedom, and in his prison cell he understood clearly its true preciousness and beauty. And as a result of that, when it was actually offered to him, even though another man had to die, he seized it gladly and willingly with both hands. This Easter incident takes us to the heart of the Easter message and its relevance to all of us in our 21st century world. The point's this: we all enter this world without true freedom. This is because we're all born as slaves to sin and as subjects to the devil. The devil's no mug, and so we're not initially aware of our situation. But the reality of who and what we are is clearly visible to God, as he explained through the psalmist who wrote this about the true God. You'll find it in Psalm 14, it's verses 2 and 3. "The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside, they have together become corrupt, there is no one who does good, not even one." If we were truly free, we would be able to do what God considers to be good. But we are not truly free. We have turned aside from God and what he declares to be good, because we much prefer to live our life in rebellion against him. That is a life that is filled with what the Bible calls sin. And in terms of why this is the case, well, God has explained that to us as well. He's done that through these words written by the Apostle John. You'll find them in 1 John chapter 5 and at verse 19. We know that the whole world is under the control of the evil one, the devil, Satan. Not only do we initially not realize our true situation as we enter this world, we're completely ignorant of its seriousness too. But the truth is, we are rather like Barabbas. That is, we are literally facing a death sentence because of our rebellion against God, because of our sins. God explained this through the Apostle Paul. He wrote this in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. That verse begins like this: the wages of sin is death. Now, the death that Paul wrote about there is not physical death. It's what the Bible terms eternal death. That is, separation from God and his love to God and his wrath forever. This is really, really bad news. But it's also where the incident with Barabbas comes into its own. The point is this: he escaped death and gained his freedom, utterly free of charge. He did that because another man died in his place. And it's exactly the same for us. We can escape eternal death and gain our eternal freedom, utterly free of charge too. And we can do that because of the death of the same man, the Lord Jesus Christ. When he died on the cross, he bore the wrath of God against many because of their sins, and he completely quenched it forever. Hence, not only was there an empty cross late on the Friday afternoon, but there was also an empty tomb early on the Sunday morning. This was because God's justice had been fully satisfied by the death of Christ, and so he rose from the dead to make this vital and important fact fully known. Hence these further words of God through the Apostle Paul. Here's the conclusion of Romans 6 verse 23. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is, because of what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished at that very first Easter, the gift of eternal life is freely offered to all. When Barabbas was offered freedom, at no cost to himself, he seized it gladly and willingly with both hands. At no cost to us, we are offered eternal life by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ, which is life with God forever. This is eternal freedom of the highest possible quality and caliber. What will your response be?